Last week we spoke about our Messiah's Hebrew name Yeshua and said that it means salvation. The question was asked, what's in a name? In his case, it is who he is. Yeshua is salvation, our Savior. The name Yeshua, meaning salvation, deliverance, or rescue, is found more than 30 times in the Hebrew Bible, and was a very common personal name in the first century. It is the diminutive of Yehoshua, Hebrew for Joshua. We can demonstrate this by reading the name Joshua in Nehemiah 8:17 in English, and then by reading it from the Hebrew text. This verse is about the celebration of the Feast of Tabernacles after the return of Israel from captivity in Babylon. In part it says, "For since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, until that day." The Hebrew for Joshua is the letters Yud, Shin, Vav, and Ayin, pronounced Yeshua. The Father also has a name. Moses was standing before the burning bush. God furthermore said to Moses, "This is what you shall say to the sons of Israel. The Lord, the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me to you. This is my name forever, and this is the name for all generations to use to call upon me." What is his name? It's not the Lord, the term which the New American Standard Bible translators used. They substituted Lord for the Father's actual Hebrew name and added the to it. In the Hebrew, his name is represented by Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, sometimes referred to as the Tetragrammaton, meaning four letters. In the early centuries, it was obvious that the Father's name was pronounced, but by the first century, it was only spoken by one person, one day, each year, by the high priest on Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Since then, the pronunciation has been lost. Today, some choose to pronounce the Father's name, and there are 10 or more different pronunciations of it among Judeo-Christians. But who is correct? As followers of Yeshua, we choose not to pronounce it, but follow the Jewish tradition of using a substitute word, much in the same way that the translators of the NASB used the Lord. The word which we substitute most often is Adonai, which means my Lord. But when Adonai is written with all capital letters and the way that Lord is written in the NASB, we know that it is being used as a substitute for the Father's four-letter Hebrew name. Another important substitute used in Judaism for the Father's name is Hashem. In Hebrew, it means the name, a reference to his four-letter name. Hashem is sometimes used in Messianic Judaism as well. And there is evidence in Scripture that Yeshua's disciples used this word to refer to the Father in the first century. John wrote in 3 John 1:7, "For they went out for the sake of the name, accepting nothing from the Gentiles." The Greek says, to on oma, the name. Yochanan, Yeshua's disciple John, used to on oma as a substitute for God's Hebrew name. It's not a new thing. It was in use almost 2,000 years ago, and possibly earlier than that. Words are important. With regard to the Father's name, those of us in Messianic Judaism prefer to use caution rather than taking a chance that we are incorrectly pronouncing it. Until next time, Shalom Aleichem, peace be upon you, God's peace.